latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines, beginning with the news that manager Pep Guardiola believes City will emerge stronger following their first defeat of the season on Wednesday night. City were beaten 2-1 by Shakhtar Donetsk in their final Champions League group game in freezing Kharkiv. The result brought to an end a run of 20 successive victories in all competitions and was their first loss in 29 matches, stretching back to April. With top spot in the group already assured, it mattered little in terms of the Champions League, but it was hardly ideal preparation for Sunday's derby against Manchester United. Afterwards, Guardiola said, "It hurts. It is never nice to lose a game, but we have said many times we cannot win all the time. We are going to lose game. So today was the first. We needed to lose a game. It will be good for the club, for all of us and the media. People say things when you win a lot, and you can forget that now." Meanwhile, Bernardo Silva says that City will have to take their loss to Shakhtar on the chin. Speaking after the game, he said the game didn't go as we expected. In the first half, they were better than us, and it was a deserved win for them. "We have played against some amazing teams this season, Chelsea, Liverpool and Arsenal, and we've done well in the Champions League. You never know what will happen, and we will see what happens in the next round." Finally today, Antonio could be offered an escape route out of City next summer by his former club, Porto. Reports in Portugal state his old employers are keen if the Brazil international decides to ask for a move away from the Etihad, having only arrived in the summer from Real Madrid for £25 million. It's believed the 26-year-old is concerned he could miss out on next summer's World Cup finals in Russia if he's not playing more regularly for Pep Guardiola's men. The City chief has consistently picked Kyle Walker ahead of him in his preferred position of right back, and he has even been overlooked at left back, with Fabian Delph getting the nod to replace long-term injury victim Benjamin Mendy.